Biodiversity. Section 1. What is biodiversity? Every day, somewhere on Earth, several unique species of organisms become extinct as the last members of the species die, often because of human actions. Scientists are not sure how many species are becoming extinct, or even how many species there are on Earth. How much extinction is natural? Can we, or should we, prevent extinctions? The study of biodiversity helps us think about these questions, but does not give us all the answers. A world rich in biodiversity. The term biodiversity, short for biological diversity, usually refers to the number of different species in a given area. Certain areas of the planet, such as tropical rainforests, contain an extraordinary variety of species. The complex relationships between so many species are hard to study, but humans may need to understand and preserve biodiversity for our own survival. Unknown diversity. The study of biodiversity starts with the unfinished task of cataloging all the species that exist on Earth. As shown in Figure 1, the number of species known to science is about 1.7 million, most of which are insects. However, the actual number of species on Earth is unknown. Most scientists agree that we have not studied Earth's species adequately, but they accept an estimate of greater than 10 million for the total number of species. New species are considered known when they are collected and described scientifically. Unknown species exist in remote wildernesses, deep in the oceans, and even in cities. Levels of diversity. Biodiversity can be studied and described at three levels. Species diversity refers to the number of different species in an area. This kind of diversity has received the most attention and is most often what is meant by biodiversity. Ecosystem diversity refers to the variety of habitats, communities, and ecological processes within and between ecosystems. Genetic diversity refers to all the different genes contained within all members of a population. A gene is a piece of DNA that codes for a specific trait that can be inherited by an organism's offspring. Benefits of biodiversity. Biodiversity can affect the stability of ecosystems and the sustainability of populations. In addition, there are many ways that humans clearly use and benefit from the variety of life forms on Earth. Biodiversity may be more important than we realize. Species are connected to ecosystems. We depend on healthy ecosystems to ensure a healthy biosphere that has balanced cycles of energy and nutrients. Species are part of these cycles. When scientists study any species closely, they find that it plays an important role in an ecosystem. Every species is probably either dependent on or depended upon by at least one other species in ways that are not always obvious. When one species disappears from an ecosystem, a strand in a food web is removed. How many threads can be pulled from the web before it collapses? We often do not know the answer until it is too late. Some species are so clearly critical to the functioning of an ecosystem that they are called keystone species. One example of a keystone species is the sea otter. Figure 3 shows how the loss of sea otter populations led to the loss of the kelp beds along the U.S. Pacific coast, and how the recovery of otter populations led to the recovery of the kelp populations. Species and population survival. Genetic diversity within populations is critical to species survival. Genetic diversity increases the chance that some members of a population will survive environmental changes. Small and isolated populations are less likely to survive such changes. When a population shrinks, its genetic diversity decreases as though it is passing through a bottleneck, represented in Figure 4. Even if the population can increase again, its genetic diversity will be reduced. Then members of the population may become more likely to inherit genetic diseases. Medical, industrial, and agricultural uses. People throughout history have used the variety of organisms on Earth for food, clothing, shelter, and medicine. About one quarter of the drugs prescribed in the United States are derived from plants. Almost all antibiotics are derived from chemicals found in fungi. Table 1 lists some plants from which medicines are derived. For some industries, undiscovered and poorly studied species represent a source of potential products. New chemicals and industrial materials may be developed from chemicals discovered in all kinds of species. The scientific community continues to find new uses for biological material and genetic diversity. Humans benefit from biodiversity every time they eat. Most of the crops produced around the world originated from a few areas of high biodiversity. Some examples of crop origins are shown in Figure 5 and Table 2. Most new crop varieties are hybrids, crops developed by combining genetic material from more than one population. Depending on too few plant varieties for food is risky. For example, famines have resulted when an important crop was wiped out by disease. But some crops have been saved from diseases by being crossbred with wild plant relatives. In the future, new crop varieties may come from species not yet discovered. Ethics, aesthetics, and recreation. Some people believe that we should preserve biodiversity for ethical reasons. They believe that species and ecosystems have a right to exist whether or not they have any other value. To people of some cultures and religions, each organism on Earth is a gift with a higher purpose. People also value biodiversity for aesthetic or personal enjoyment, keeping pets, camping, picking wildflowers, or watching wildlife. Some regions earn the majority of their income from ecotourism, a form of tourism that supports the conservation and sustainable development of ecologically unique areas. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.